Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. I would love to start the weekly guitar meeting of this week with this guitar made by the French guitar luthier Nicolas Lamoureux. And this is, I think, the second or the third guitar made by Nicolas Lamoureux that I'm reviewing and playing. And what I can tell you straight away is that his guitars have a very elegant tone, very well balanced. I would say very French tone. You have a great clarity. So if you are a fan of a traditional sound with some cream and soft overtones in the sound of the guitar, then this Nicolas Lamoureux guitar will probably impress you. And this guitar is brand new from 2025. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. It's a traditional fan bracing, but you have also some bars on the back of the guitar. You can see it on the pictures. It has a beautiful rosette, very simple and elegant look. And let's see how this guitar sounds. As you can hear, this is a truly French guitar. It reminds me of Dominic Field, Daniel Friedrich. You have a very even sound. Soft, very round, high tones. But you have still the same clarity. This is a quality that usually is very noticeable in the guitars of Daniel Friedrich. I think Nicolas Lamoureux is also heavily inspired by Daniel Friedrich guitars. Also, the sustain is very long. Also love is that every tone has the same loudness and intensity. I realize how important it's getting to me personally, how well balanced a guitar sounds. And what I mean by that is that the tones on different strings and also along the fingerboard have the same loudness and intensity and power. And it gives me personally a very comfortable feeling when I'm playing a guitar. very comfortable to play, and the fingers are moving not on their own, but the guitar helps a lot that you have a very pleasant feeling if you are playing on this fretboard. Very comfortable guitar. This is French sound. Beautiful. And let's move to the next instrument. The next guitar that I'm going to review is actually combining three different things that I like a lot. First of all, Ennio Giovannetti, a great guitar luthier. I love his work. The second point is that this guitar is a Friedrich model, and I like Friedrich models a lot. And the third point is the scale length. This is 64 centimeter scale. And this guitar, made by the Italian guitar luthier Ennio Giovannetti, is a Friedrich model. It comes with a high quality spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And this guitar was actually built for the Roma Expo guitars. I mean, this is not a Roma Expo limited edition, but this guitar was built by Ennio Giovannetti for the Roma Expo. So a quite special instrument. And it's also, I wouldn't say super light, but compared to other Friedrich guitars, I think it's slightly lighter. And I think it's going to have a faster response, but we will see. I can tell you already, it's a great guitar. There is so much beauty in this guitar that you can discover. I mean, the character of the tone is a mix of Italian and French tone, so soul and elegance both combined, and it's an extremely even sounding guitar. I think the first string is slightly louder, but this is exactly what you need in many guitars. As I'm repeating myself every week, it's a good thing that the first string is slightly louder, because the melody on many pieces that have been written for classical guitar is on the first string. Thank you. Congratulations to Ennio Giovannetti for this amazing instrument. His Friedrich models are always super impressive. And I personally like his Friedrich models a lot. And let me know what is your thoughts on the sound of this Ennio Giovannetti guitar. And let's move to the next instrument. Well, this guitar is one of those guitars that I will remember for many years. When I was tuning this guitar, I was already very impressed by the sound of this one, and you will hear it in a while. This guitar is made by Robert Rock, the guitar luthier from USA, who unfortunately passed away a few years ago. And Robert Rock was an inspirational figure and guitar luthier for many guitar luthiers. And also some of the biggest names have played his guitars, such as Manuel Barueco. And this guitar is from 1999, and it has the number 700. So just when I'm considering the numbers of this guitar, it's already very special. But even more special is the sound. It's very loud. I mean, only loud is not enough. It has also some spark in the tone and great clarity, fast response. And this guitar comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And we have also two sound ports. You might be able to see it here. And I don't think that this is a monitor, because with some guitars, if you have the sound port or sound hole, this is for hearing yourself better during a performance. It's like a monitor. But in this case, it's contributing to the overall sound of the guitar if you have two holes here. It's also a very lightweight guitar. Enough talking, let's see how it sounds. Sustain, what a tone, what a clarity. It's one of those guitars. Thank you. Let me know your opinion, your thoughts, how this guitar sounds. I'm very curious. It's an extremely special instrument. I don't know why, I'm just feeling it and hearing it. And I also have to add that this guitar has a 66 centimeter scale, but somehow I didn't notice it. It's, for me personally, still very comfortable to play because I'm used to play 64.5 centimeter scales. My own guitar has this scale, but it has a 66 centimeter scale and I'm totally fine with it. Well, let's move to the next guitar. And this guitar is a very interesting one. It's made by Walter Ferret and his student Martina Gozzini. It's a collaboration of these two luthiers. And this guitar, this model is called Rondine. It's from 2018. And this model is actually being played by some famous concert classical guitarists. And I'm playing this instrument for the first time, but I'm so impressed. It has such a spark, such an elegance in the tone, and it's also very forward going. It comes with a spruce top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. Sustain. Come so easily out of this guitar, and I have the feeling that they are being thrown very forward. It reminds me again of an electric guitar plugged in a tube amplifier. It's very hot and forward going and forward driving sound, and the tones are also very singing. Thank you. So it was a guitar made by Walter Ferret and Martina Gozzini. It's the model Rondine number 4. Very impressive guitar. It was the first time that I was playing this instrument. And if you have the chance, visit us at Zika's and play a few tones on this guitar. I think you will be impressed. And let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is a 7-string guitar made by Bogusław Terix from Poland. And Bogusław Terix is building amazing guitars, very modern sounding guitars. And I can tell you straight away, this is one of the most natural sounding 7-string guitars that I have ever played. It comes with a spruce top, an armrest, and stunning cerakote back and sides. It's also a very lightweight guitar, I have to say. The shape of the neck feels very comfortable despite of the 7th string. I mean, it's not a 11 or 13 string guitar. It has only one additional string, so it feels very close to a normal size guitar. And the air body frequency of this guitar is between F and F sharp. It has very deep basses. The whole guitar is vibrating like a bass guitar amplifier, you know? Well, let's play a few tones on it. Grand piano. Due to the 7th string of this guitar and also the additional fretboards that you have here, you have many possibilities to play different pieces with additional tones, and you can do some nice arrangements. And as I said already, this guitar sounds still very natural, and you have a great sustain and singing tone. You might be sometimes a little bit confused because of the additional string, but I mean, I just need 2 minutes to get used to it. And if you play some minutes on it on an hour, you will get totally used to it. The next guitar is also a 7-string guitar, but as you can see, it's a romantic model. It's called Leniani model. It's made by the German guitar luthier Frank Peter Dietrich, and it's actually a luthier family, and they are building more historical instruments, bowed instruments, lutes, but also mandolins. And this guitar from 2008, it's a Leniani guitar or model with 64 centimeter scale. It comes with a high quality spruce top and flamed maple back and sides. So of course a very lightweight guitar. with a smaller body. I will try to play a few tones on it and then we will discuss the sound. Beautiful soft tone. I mean, this instrument catches the aura and the soul of that epoch, of that Leniani epoch and classic romantic time. Beautiful tone. Okay, then maybe I shouldn't play Fly Me to the Moon on this guitar, but the last guitar of this week is made by the Canadian guitar luthier Daryl Perry, who is building exceptional traditional guitars with a very special tone, and it's like the Daryl Perry tone. It has a very strong character and his guitars are sounding brilliant, very well balanced, even sound. And this guitar is from 2011 and it has the number 166. It comes with a spruce top, a very beautiful rosette inspired by Simplicio, and Indian rosewood back and sides. Wow, I guess we have here Rogers tuning machines. So extremely high quality tuning machines. But you can check our website. You can find the link to this guitar in the video description. And there is also written exactly which kind of tuners we are using on which on the guitars. Well, let's play a few tones on it. Big sound. The first impression is that this guitar has a very big sound. It's like the whole room is filled with sound and it's full of overtones, very soft sound. At the same time, you have the clarity between the tones and chords. And full of colors. I mean, for a traditionally built guitar, it's sounding very loud and big. Thank you. also one of those guitars that it doesn't matter in which position you are playing, you have the feeling that the guitar is responding and breathing in every position. Very good sounding guitar, a very elastic sounding guitar. You can also create many different colors on this guitar, and it's a lot of fun to play on this Darrell Perry from 2011. It was also the last guitar of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting, and as usual, please let me know, or let us know, which guitar did you like the most and why. Leave a like. No, I'm waiting for you to leave a like. Thank you. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.